Okay, well, I'm going to get going. My name's Cristalia Marie, and Misa recently, she's a very dear friend of mine, lives in Colorado now, and she mentioned that in preparing for SongQuest this year, which is a week-long event that she does where people learn what their song is while they quest. And she had a very clear guidance that she needed to do to include world peace in the meditation in the work this year, which is quite unusual. Apparently, most of the time it's all just focused on whatever the questers need. And this year she got really clear that she was going to need to include some things on world peace. And so I offered to send my universal peace symbol to the group there. And then in meditation, I got very clear that it would be really cool if the whole, if we could get a larger group of people to actually connect with them. And in talking with Misa, what we determined was that if we did it during the middle of the song quest, we would, could interfere with some of the questers and what they were doing. So we decided that the best time would be on the last evening of the song quest. And because this is full moon, traditionally in the Cherokee and the work that Misa does, she holds a women's water ceremony every full moon. So because this was full moon, she's going to be holding a water ceremony there tonight. And that's a very, very special ceremony that she used to hold in Sedona when she was living there. So what we decided was the best thing to do would be for us to connect to that energy. Now, just because it's a women's water ceremony does not mean we can't have any men on the phone call. So, gentlemen, you're welcome to be here. She does not allow women to, or men to be at the ceremony itself because the water ceremony bowl cannot be seen by men. So it's a very particular bowl, and it, you can't let any men see the ball. So anyway, what we're going to do tonight is I'll answer some questions if anyone has any questions before we get started, and then we'll connect in the meditation to the energy of the ceremony going on in La Vida, Colorado, and then spread our loving, healing energy to create world peace. So does anyone have any questions about what's going on or what we're doing? This is a really quiet group. No questions, huh? Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to set the phone so that it's in what I call presentation mode, so that if anyone has any background noise whatsoever or anybody else hops on the call, we won't hear them until after the meditation is done. So if you try to say anything to me during this meditation part, I won't hear a word, so let me go ahead and do that unless anyone has any questions before we get started. Okay. Okay. Now, I would like you to all take and get the image that I sent to you, and if you don't have it on a piece of paper, just go ahead and visualize the image that was sent to you. It actually has three of my symbols on it. And I'd like you to sit in a comfortable position, wherever you can get comfortable and still be near the phone. And I'd like you to take a really deep breath and close your eyes. And just start to relax. And take another deep breath. And as you take that deep breath, feel the energy of healing and love filling your body. Take another deep breath. And feel the golden light above your head starting to fill your entire body. See the golden light fill your head, your face, your mouth, your nose, and then flowing down through your throat into your shoulders, and then down through each of your arms, all the way down through your arms and into your fingertips. Now take another deep breath and feel the warmth of the energy just kind of healing your body and making you very, very, very relaxed. Then see the golden energy that's at your throat area and see it start to fill the cavity of your chest, and then moving down into your abdomen, your stomach, and into your hips. And take another deep breath and see the energy flow down through your legs and all the way down to your toes. Now just relax. Then feel a glow of red energy at your root chakra, at the base of your spine. Take another deep breath and breathe in orange energy just below your belly button. Then breathe in bright yellow energy just at the base of your chest area into your solar plexus. And then just relax and breathe in beautiful green love energy into your heart center. Take another deep breath and breathe in beautiful blue, indigo blue energy into your throat. Feel your throat opening wide, being able to communicate all of your truth. Then take another deep breath, and as you relax, see a beautiful violet light right in the middle of the center of your forehead, opening you up, opening your third eye. And then see a beautiful white light right at the top of the crown of your head, mixing beautifully with the golden light and filling your entire body. Now take another deep breath. And what I want you to do is, if you have any feelings of anger or judgment against anyone at this point, I just want you to see that and then release it. Just let it go, release it into the energy of the symbol, so that you can be at peace inside of yourself. Because peace belongs first inside of us before we can be peaceful in the world. So let yourself release any anger, any judgment you have with anyone, and just become very, very peaceful inside. Take another deep breath and relax. And now what I want you to do is visualize the heart chakra being opened more and more, so that the center of your chest just opens up beautifully wide and allows you to fill the room with loving energy. See yourself sending love to any of the people that you just visualized having any issues with. And now, what I want you to do is connect the energy of the three images, the chakra opening and balancing, the heart chakra, and the universal peace image. I want you to connect that energy and feel it inside of you till you feel so peaceful and so much love that you can't imagine anything but love and peace anywhere in your world. Just imagine that everything is absolutely filled with love and peace everywhere you go. Take another deep breath and relax. And now what I want you to do is see yourself connecting that energy, that peace and love energy, to the ladies that are at ceremony in La Vida, Colorado, at the women's water ceremony. Feel the powerful energy of that ceremony connecting with us. Take another deep breath. Just relax. Now feel the energy of peace and love and gratitude. Look at all the things and feel the gratitude that you have for all the wonderful things we have. Feel the gratitude for being able to be a part of creating world peace. All of the wonderful things we have here in our country that many other people don't have. Now, as you feel the peace, love, and gratitude energy, what I want you to do is start to spread that energy, pushing it out from your body to fill the room you're in right now. Just fill that room totally with that peace, love, and gratitude energy. And once the room is filled, take another deep breath and fill the whole space of your home with that same beautiful energy. And once your home is filled, take another deep breath and send that energy throughout your entire neighborhood so that when you go out tomorrow, it's going to feel different out there and people are going to be wondering what's different about you. And then once the neighborhood is filled, fill the whole city with that beautiful peace, love, and gratitude energy. See your whole city having just a different attitude about life, feeling more loving and compassionate to each other. Then fill the state that you live in with peace, love, and gratitude. Then let's fill our whole country with peace, love, and gratitude, or whatever country you're from. And then looking at what the studies from Dr. Emoto have shown, let's fill all the lakes and streams and oceans with that peace, love, and gratitude energy. Let's just see every one of the streams and bodies of water just filled with beautiful, loving, peaceful, grateful energy. And as the energy of the oceans and the lakes and the streams flow out, have it touch every other country, every other island, country in the whole world. Now take another deep breath and let's send that same loving, peaceful, grateful energy to every one of the world leaders. We may not agree with the way they're running the world, but send them love and ask that their highest good do what is best for everyone involved. For we don't know what is best. All we know is that we want to make a difference. So let's make a difference for every one of those world leaders who are under a great deal of pressure. Now take another deep breath. And what I want you to do now is visualize and feel what it would be like to have an entire grid of energy that is peace, love, and gratitude all the way around the whole planet. And let's infuse that grid with a continual amount of peace, love, and gratitude energy. And let's set that grid so that whenever we visualize or see one of the images or think of anything peaceful, loving, or grateful, that we continue to energize that grid. And as we walk through our lives, tell others to also energize that grid to create more peace and love on our planet. And then the other thing we want to do is send this peace and love energy and the gratitude energy to every single being on this planet. Not just the people, but what about all the creatures? What about God's animals, the fish, the whales, the dolphins? Send that same loving energy to all of them as well, because they'll also spread that energy around the planet for us. Send them lots of love, even the black widow spiders and the brown recluse spiders and the snakes and all the beings of the planet. Go ahead and send them all love and peace energy. Now take another deep breath and just keep breathing out that beautiful peace, love, gratitude energy. Keep sending that energy to the grid. Keep sending it to our world leaders. Keep filling our oceans and streams. Just keep filling it and just keep sending it to all of the beings on the planet. And now, what I want you to do is take a deep breath. And as I count from 10 to 1, I want you to gradually allow yourself to come back. Just gradually open your eyes. 10. Take another deep breath. 9. Take another deep breath. 8. 7. Begin opening your eyes. 6. 5. Open your eyes a little more. 4. 3. Another deep breath. 2. And open your eyes totally. 1.